What is happening, everybody? Welcome back to PGA DFS. After quite a long break, at least a long break for me, we are back and Adam here for the Tournament of Champions. Even though there's only 39 players, it is one of my favorite events of the year. I think it's just one of the best, if not the best, kickoff to a start of a season that any sport has, let alone just the PGA Tour. So we're going to get you all of the top value picks here in this short form video. Of course, if you haven't seen my course and player preview, check that out. That'll be in right underneath this video here. Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel so that when these videos do come live, you are getting notified about it right away and can make the picks that you need to. Hopefully, going to win you a lot of money in the process. Speaking of winning a lot of money in the process, a new fantasy sports site, if you haven't checked them out, is Jock Market, the sponsor of our video on demand series here. And if you haven't heard about them, well, they're fantasy sports into a stock exchange. You make money every minute, every second, every hour that an event is going on. You get to buy and sell shares of players in real time for real money. And listen, we've got the best thing for you coming up. Use our exclusive Awesomo promo code and get up to a $50 bonus on your first deposit. So pretty good stuff going on over there at Jock Market. We'll be talking quite a bit about more of them today and tomorrow. Today's Tuesday, so we'll have our live show with Ben Raz and I at 1 o'clock. If you're watching this before then, great. If not, make sure you watch us back on replay if you happen to miss it. So let's go ahead and jump into the top values. Now, again, I already mentioned right off the top, there's only 39 players this week, so I'm covering about 15% of the field here. Just keep that in mind. Let's start at the bottom, though, as I always do. Joel Damon. He's coming in at $6,100 on DraftKings and just $7,400 on FanDuel. This guy is coming in playing some of the best golf over that fall swing. Had his last three starts, all finished inside the top 25. This is his first trip out to Maui, as he won his first PGA Tour event at the Dominican last year. So first time he's been invited here. So no course history to speak of. But when we look at his strokes gain rates from last year, Damon typically a good around the green and on the green player, but really improved his ball striking last year. Came in the top 55 in strokes gain off the tee, the top 85 in strokes gained on the approach. Well, the short game, that kind of went the other way. 129 around the green and 164 putting for Damon. But what I like about him is he's carrying the momentum in from the fall swing. He's very good at 225 yards and above in terms of approaches, which will certainly help him here this week. And he can get hot in a hurry. So we're just looking for points out of guys down in at price at 6,000 or 6,100. And Joel Damon will certainly give you that here this week. And again, we're not looking at ownership here. I know that most of these guys are probably pretty highly owned. We're just looking at the top values. Next value I want to talk about is Mark Leishman. Mark Leishman has come on in a fury over the last little bit after a pretty bad start to the year last year. Coming in at just $7,500 on DraftKings this week and $9,600 on FanDuel, so maybe a little bit more expensive there. Has good course history, has two top 10s and three chances. Last year when he came in 24th, well, that was in the mix of him really not playing all that great. But he came in fourth the year before, so certainly knows his way around Capitol Hill Plantation course. When we look at Leishman and why I might like him here, well, his worst statistical category last year, I guess there were two that were tied, 154th off the tee. Really struggled to hit fairways. And when the rough is long, he really does tend to struggle. He's not, you know, the young and able being able to go after the ball so much. But when the driving accuracy is 85% at a course, even Mark Leishman won't be missing many of these fairways. We love his iron game, ranked 88th last year, 155th around the green and 65th putting. But certainly those two stats have been better in years past. Maybe a little bit of the reason why he didn't have such a good year last year. But still, fire up Mark Leishman, 7,500 this week. All right, my third value on the board. This guy finally got his win after so many years, having his first one at the Puerto Rico Open, and it's Tony Finau, coming in at 8,200 this week. Had a bad start here last year, but that was in the mix of him trying to really retool his game and figure it out, came 31st. But the time before that, after he won the Puerto Rico Open, he came in 7th. And I feel like this course would really suit Tony Finau. He's superb with his long irons and long approaches, as I just mentioned with Joel Damon. Tony Finau is even better than him there. Plus, coming in at only 8,200, and playing relatively good over that last little bit in the fall. I like the momentum Finau carries into this year. You look at the strokes gain ranks, 36th off the tee, 32nd on the approach. That's two great stats. And then get this, 15th around the green. Completely retooled his game. He looked fantastic there, of course. He would win many more times if he was top 50 in strokes gained putting, but he is not ranked 91st. So Tony Finau, fire him up. He is the third value on the board. Now my top end values go a couple of different ways with this, but given the fact that Jordan Spieth had a retool of a year, a rekindle, if you will, and such good course history here, which makes sense given the fact that strokes gained off the tee is his worst statistic, ranked 135th last year, which, by the way, is actually really good for somebody like him. If Spieth cracks the top 100 in strokes gained off the tee, watch out for him. He's too good everywhere else for it not to matter. So getting back to 84% driving accuracy, there's no secret as to why Spieth is coming the top 10 in all four trips out to Kapalua. In fact, his worst start came back 4 years ago, 2018, when I was there. And I can tell you that he was the sickest I think I've ever seen him. He looked very thin. He had just come off of getting mono back then. It was a tough time for him. Now, this was pre-COVID, of course. It was a tough time for him. In fact, I have a picture of him and my wife that I got on the first tee there. And you can even see the difference in his body type from now until then. So even with him being super sick, still comes in the top 10. Maybe something like this golf course is made for Jordan Spieth. I love that the fact that he's below 9,000. And again, when we look at his other strokes gain ranks, as I just mentioned, if he gets in the top 100 in strokes gain off the tee, he can put to work the 27th strokes gain approach, the sixth best around the green game, and 33rd putting. But everybody knows that Spieth is probably still one of the best putters on tour, even if the fact that he came in 33rd strokes gain putting last year. All right, last guy I want to talk about is Xander Schauffele. If you follow me on Twitter, if not, maybe you should, at DFSGolfer23, when salaries dropped right away, I figured he would come in as one of the highest owned golfers. First off, he's below 10,000, and typically when he's below 10,000, people love to jump on Xander. Then you throw in the fact that he's been in the top five here the last three times he's come, fifth and second in the last 2 years, and in 9,500, Xander Schauffele will be highly targeted, but for good reason. He presents really good value here this week. We look at his strokes gained ranks from last year. Strokes gained off the tee was his second worst, 41st, 16th on the approach, 16th putting as well, but 79 around the green. When he does miss the green, he does struggle. If he fixes that part of his game, though, he will have all of it. I do expect him to have a pretty good year. And in fact, he's only here because he won the Olympics. He hasn't won a PGA Tour event. Well, I should say, he won the Tour Championship last year, but by the strokes, by the handicap, he didn't. He's actually kept his winless streak for quite a while of actual PGA Tour events. I expect him to get one here this year, maybe even start off here this week. All right, so let's go 5-1 again really quick. Joel Damon, Mark Leishman, Tony Finau, Jordan Spieth, and Xander Schauffele. Those are going to be my top five values here for the Century Tournament of Champions. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below of my top five values, anybody that you agree with, maybe disagree with. And listen, there was no chance that I wasn't going to be putting Jordan Spieth here in the first video of the year, and especially given the fact that he's below 9,000 and should, at least for all intents and purposes, know that this is a real event, unlike the Hero World Challenge, where he was coming off of basically no sleep from having a new baby. Now we've had a little time to get that baby into a good routine, and I like Spieth here this week coming off of it. So, till next time, everybody, thank you to Jock Market for the sponsorship of the Video On Demand series. And of course, if you're looking for more of these short form videos, check out my top five sleepers for the Century Tournament of Champions coming up right after this. Of course, make sure you like and subscribe to our channel to get notified when these do come live. So till next time, everybody, good luck here this week in Kapalua. Enjoy prime time golf with some beautiful sights and scenery. Good luck, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.